The Pat Kenny Show on News Talk
with Matter Private Network. During current restrictions, don't ignore your health concerns. Our expert team is ready to help.
Well, Ireland has secured the first medal at the Tokyo Olympics thanks to Afrikyo, Emer Lam, Fiona Murta and Emily Hegarty, who raced in the women's four rowing final in the early hours of the morning.
But Australia win it, Netherlands second, and Ireland a home for third and a bronze. And history is made as the Irish women's four take the bronze medal at the Olympic Games, and they have their medal. They have their medal, and this is magnificent. Ireland with a bronze medal in the women's four, won by a magnificent crew who came storming back in the second half of the race.
Well, joining me now, Irish Examiner sports journalist in Tokyo, Brendan O'Brien, and UCC rowing captain Hugh Sutton, who's trained with two of the four involved in this bronze medal. Good morning and welcome to you both. Brendan, let's talk to you first. Where should the four women have been given their ranking in the final?
It's a very good question, actually, Pat, because obviously the Irish rowing team was very well fancied to be kind of our new medal factory to take over from the boxers at this Olympics. But I think among the general public, there wasn't a whole lot of expectation about this boat. When you come to the rowers, you would have been talking about Paula Donovan, who are favourites for gold, Sunita Pushpurath, and Philip Doyle and Ronan Byrne in the men's heavyweight doubles. So this wasn't a boat that was in the general public one of the fancies, but there was a form line there if you looked at it. They came together in the national trials back in March, did very well there, got a silver in the European Championships, did well in the World Cup after that. So looking back through the pieces that were written at the time and talking to people who were keeping their eyes on it, this was a boat where people thought, yeah, if everything goes right, this can really, really be something big for this crew. And I suppose maybe the rest of us kind of really woke up to that when in their semi-final they went oar to oar with the very fancied Australian crew, and suddenly you're thinking, oh, you know, this is something that can happen. So look, it's a great story. I mean, we've had eight girls kind of battling it out for a place in this crew for a long time, and this crew came together quite late, playing catch up in a lot of ways. In terms of getting that gelling together and you know, being good in a boat together. And they've just absolutely pulled the rabbit out of the hat. I mean, talented people in a brilliant program, and it's all clicked for them, and they've got the reward today.
Yeah, and so, I mean, did they slightly overperform, or did they get their what they deserved? Because, as you say, they had pushed Australia in their semi-final. The Netherlands were always a team to watch. They came second. And we pipped Team GB into fourth place.
Yeah, I don't think you could say they overperformed. I think they absolutely got the best out of themselves. And then, having said that, they will tell you otherwise, because if you look back at the race itself, they started quite slowly. And when we were watching it, we didn't know, was this part of the plan? Were they keeping stuff in reserve? They're strong on the second half of the race anyway. But they admitted afterwards that, no, that certainly wasn't part of the plan, that it didn't go the way they wanted at the start. But they never panicked. They showed a lot of level-headedness, a lot of guts, and some brilliant rowing to pull through and get the medal. And they were absolutely delighted by it. I mean, for an Irish crew to medal in the rowing in the Olympics is one thing. But for them to do it, as they say themselves, without actually getting their best race, I think is absolutely fantastic, and it shows where they are.
Yeah. They started poorly, as you say, but then they decided just to put the foot down. This was the plan. If we're behind, we just go for it. And go for it they did, and managed to get that bronze by, what, half a boat length. So fantastic. What's the atmosphere like in the camp because a medal has landed?
It's been pretty good. I mean, we've been asking them, all the crews, that question this week. I mean, we get to talk to them after every race, win or lose, which is one of the great things about media commitments at the Olympics. They have to kind of walk through the mix zone and chat to us. And they've all been brilliant. I mean, even Philip Doyle and Ronan Byrne, who I mentioned at the start, who were a great medal hope and didn't do well. I mean, those guys were just exemplary afterwards in facing up and admitting, you know, things haven't gone well for us. But all the crews will tell you that they're kind of feeding off each other, that there's this feel-good factor in the squad. It's interesting as well, because before the Olympics, there was talk of a media ban being put on them, which Rowing Ireland subsequently denied. But there was no question, I think, that there was a wariness there about the expectation that would be on their shoulders. I mean, this was big. These are people who have medalled at all the major championships and regattas, but the Olympics is different gravy. But they've clearly kind of fed off each other the whole way around. And like Emer Lamb, who's one of the four today, will tell you that a big inspiration for her was Rio 5 years ago when her sister Claire got to an Olympic final. A few of them have spoken about how watching Paul and Gary O'Donovan get that silver in Rio 5 years ago has really kicked them on. And people have said it all week. They've said, well, those guys are class rowers, but if they can do it in our programme, in our country, well, then there's no reason why we can't as well. And we're seeing that this week with, you know, two other boats in the final, two of them very, very strongly fancied for golds.
Brilliant stuff. And obviously it'll awaken a huge interest in the sport now that we've got one medal, and look forward to more. Brendan, I hope you're coping well with all the vicissitudes that Tokyo is imposing on journalists covering the Olympics. But thank you very much for joining us. Brendan O'Brien of the Irish Examiner. Hugh Sutton is UCC rowing captain. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning. How are you doing?
You've trained with two of the four.
I have. I've been involved with the international squad for the kind of past 3 years, and I got to know the girls very well. They're amazing. It's they're amazing girls. They've done so much for the club and so much for the sport. As the first female Olympic medal. So no, it's they're an amazing group of girls.
Now, I mentioned the four names, Afrikyo, Emer Lamb, Fiona Murta and Emily Hegarty, and you have trained alongside Emily and Afrik.
Yeah, well, I've trained alongside Emily and Afrik, both within UCC Rowing Club and internationally, getting ready for World Championships. But just the commitment that the sport takes and the commitment which they've given is off the charts. The kind of training schedule is packed. It can be up to 14 sessions a week. So it's all athletes have to move down to the National Rowing Centre in Cork, and they're out there come Monday to Sunday in all kind of weather conditions. And they really had to show a lot of grit and a lot of determination to stay down there all year, training all that hard, you know. But
you wonder, for these young women onwards and upwards, because the Olympic cycle now is only 3 years. Do you think they'll stay together for the next cycle?
Definitely. I think that group of girls will. And there's a lot of athletes feeding into that cycle as well, coming up through the ranks from junior. So whether it'll be that combination for the next Olympics, I'm not sure, because as you know, it's whoever is fastest will make the boat. So like you could be looking very well a year out or 2 years out, but if you're not the fastest come 4 months, come 3 months before the race, you'll be kicked out of the boat, and somebody who's faster will be put in. So being on form for that long is a challenge, you know. So but I think this will really boost their kind of momentum and their attitude, and they're a lot more self confidence now, I think, and a lot more promise for better things, I think.
Very good. UCC rowing captain Hugh Sutton, thank you very much for joining us, and congratulations to the women's four.